Have you ever been hit by lightning? It hurts.
1.21 gigawatts.
It's an electrical charge. It finds its way across the universe.
Fortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
Are you ready for the monsoon season? Rosie and Romy are standing by with the experts from Austin Electric Services ready to take your questions. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We're into our last half-hour segment of today's program. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, and I would like to do a shout-out. You know, we do, many of you that listen to the show may not, it's amazing to me when I get to the home shows in Tucson and Prescott and Phoenix and Flagstaff. How many people of you know about the radio show, and you may or may not have seen us on TV in the TV show, but you don't know about the website. You've got to find out about the website. It's your Rosie on the House companion all week long, and it's free. Every question we've ever been asked here on air, the question and the answer is posted. It's like an encyclopedia of home ownership. And it also includes a referral directory where we go into the different communities within Arizona, and we find the best contractors on the planet in your neighborhood, and we put them in that referral directory. We're very excited to announce that we are the number one safest referral directory on the planet. We're different from every other referral directory you could go to because we're absolutely perfectly safe. We absolutely perfectly screen. I want you to know how tight we screen. We currently have over 300 companies in waiting to get on our list. That's how tight we screen. So we're not ever interested in becoming the biggest. We just always want to be the best and the safest place for you, the Arizona homeowner, to go. We've recently opened the Casa Grande connection. So if you're in Pinal County and Casa Grande, Eloy, Florence, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com. Just click on where you want to be, and it'll say the Casa Grande connection, and that they service that whole area.
And also Green Valley now.
Green Valley as well,
south
down below Tucson. We have a contract,
just,
and we're just now trying to open Flagstaff, but we're not going to do it until we get enough screen contractors to make it worthwhile. So we're going to have the whole state covered.
You know what else we have is a Facebook site you can come to.
I don't know anything
about
that.
I know, but you know what? They have questions too, and I have a question for you this morning from Miss Stephanie. Can I hand it to you?
Well, that's why we have Stacy. Stacy reads the Facebook, gives me the questions.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
All right.
So Stephanie has a 1960s galley kitchen with a very large exhaust fan, and she wants to take it down and maybe replace it with a microwave that has an exhaust system. Is that a good idea? And sounds like she may want to do it herself.
This is Stephanie?
Yes, ma'am.
Stephanie, you will be sorely, sorely disappointed. If you have a large kitchen, galley style, with a large exhaust hood, you could be, with that thing turned on high speed, something in the neighborhood of 1,000 cubic feet per minute exhaust. I don't know of a microwave exhaust that's over a couple hundred. I mean, they don't have the volume she's going to need. She's going to be really disappointed.
Well, thank you for answering that.
Okay, there's Stephanie on Facebook. I actually, at the last home show, I had somebody come up to me and say, "Hi, it's me, you know, from Facebook." Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right.
Give yourself away, then.
Well, I look at them, but I don't know how to use it. Let's get back to surge protection. Let's talk about the fact that many Arizona homeowners are artificially living unprotected because they've bought these little strips at the hardware store or the drugstore or the office supply store. What is it about those that can't work?
Well, that is a type of surge protection, so they're getting something out of it.
Okay.
Is it what they want or what they're expecting? I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the third type of surge protection that you can get. It's the last phase, I guess you can say. I mean, there's two more types of surge protection that they can use before they even get to that.
And I'm a big believer. I think whole house surge protection is one of the cheapest insurance policies you can buy. Because you may never, you know, chances of getting hit by lightning are pretty small, okay? But if you've got the property to protect and you want lightning protection, that's fine. But every single house that's connected to an electrical grid system is going to get surges. Every single house.
Yes.
So I like stopping the surge at the outside of the house, at the electric panel.
I agree 100%. And we've installed a lot of these so far, you know, thanks to your show.
Yeah.
Austin Electric, you know, we got some great discounts out there for surge protection. But yeah, I would recommend the whole home surge protection for sure.
And when you're saying some discounts, I mean, what a kind of investment I'm looking at here.
Well, you know what? I mean, our standard basic, cost, is right around $325. And Rosie on the house is giving a $75 discount, so that brings you down to $250 plus tax.
That's protecting every electrical component in your house. Your air conditioning compressors, your refrigerator motors, your home entertainment system, computer. It's protecting everything.
And what makes it better than insurance is you don't have to pay it every month. It's just a one-time
install.
That's
right.
Yeah, and that is your basic. I mean, there's so many upgrades that you can use from that, too, and there's other ways that
lines,
you can protect.
Internet lines, if you got subunits and
absolutely.
Sub-panels.
And protecting your investment, like I said earlier and Don said earlier. I mean, you got a lot of money invested in your entertainment center, TV, stereo, so forth and so on.
Cheaper than probably 90% of your electronic equipment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Any single device of your electronic.
Can't even buy a good TV for that. Let's bring Daryl into the conversation, calling from Gilbert. He's apparently invested in whole house surge protection. Let's see if we can answer his question. Good morning, Daryl.
Yeah, back in August, August 6th of 2010, I called and talked to you and asked for a person that would install whole house surge protection.
Yep. Uh-huh.
They gave me this person's name, this company's name. I don't even know if you recommend him anymore or not.
Bob Ross at Lightning Busters.
Right.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's still recommended by you, though, right?
You know, he is not currently in our network, and it's simply a matter of he's a small operator, but he's a great guy. I trust him implicitly. He was your neighbor. He kind of lives out there in Queen Creek, so I gave him
Apache Junction, I think, is what it's
yeah, Apache right. Junction, right? Lives right off the Apache Trail. So the unit he put on your house,
it's actually called a SICOM.
It's lifetime guaranteed.
SICOM is called in. He installed it in the electric panel.
Yeah.
And he also installed for my two phone lines.
Yes.
And also for my satellite TV.
Yeah. He protected your whole house, and the unit he uses is lifetime guaranteed. So if you have any questions about it, feel free to give Bob a call. I don't have his number just handy.
And lightningbusters.com.
Right now.
It's 40288 and. That's as much I can remember.
Yeah.
Sorry. Lightningbusters.com.
Okay. Let's go to Mike, also calling from Gilbert. Everybody in Gilbert's up this morning. Mike, how can we help you?
Hey, Rosie, how's it going?
Hey, very. It's just super fantabulous.
Hey, how critical is it to ground the chimney?
That's important. That's important. The chimney's one of the peaks in the house, most likely,
yep.
Coming out of the roof. So if lightning's going to strike, it's going to the highest point in the house. And if that's one of the points, it's a good shot that it'll hit it.
And if it's a metal chimney in particular,
it's attracted even more so.
Yeah.
Even with a cap on top, that would intensify
it's still hitting it.
Okay, thank you.
You can feel it.
All right.
So we talked about the affordability of your surge protectors, whole house lightning protection. I mean, we are getting a little bit up in price now.
Correct. It's if you want it, it's something that you have to pay for. But you're protecting your house, you're protecting your livestock or whatever it is. You know, does lightning strike often on the ground? 10 to 20% of it actually hits the ground. But when it does, are you secure enough that you know that your house is protecting your family's safe?
Yeah, cost of that, it depends on your square footage and the amount of material that we would use to install. So,
and you put an air terminal every so many feet.
Correct.
And on your electronic equipment up there, your air conditioners, your vap coolers, whatever else you got, your high point and chimneys and
correct.
Things like that. And then you take this big copper braided line and drive that and connect it down the side of the house and drive it into a rod that's
correct.
Pounded into the ground. And you really, like you say, you're providing that lazy lightning strike, an easy way to go someplace it can't hurt anything.
Correct. Usually there's 2 points or more, depending on the size of the house, for it to go down into. This way, even the ground, it dissipates correctly, you know, because you don't want to surge one spot. You want it to dissipate correctly throughout the ground.
And if your air terminal is ever hit with lightning, does that incapacitate it to where it needs to be replaced, or can it take another hit?
It could, but your best bet, if your house gets hit by lightning, you should take a look at all the maintenance of it and make sure that everything is still protected safely and securely like it was originally.
Okay. Donnie, you had something?
I was going to say is aesthetics sometimes is a concern for homeowners.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, I mean, if you're getting a new roof on your home or if you're doing a remodel, that's a perfect time to implement this into your investment. So.
Lightning protection. Like I say, I've seen people do it more often to protect their livestock than I have seen them do it for their own home.
I did it when I built in Whitman just because I love watching the monsoon, and I want to be able to sit out on the patio and smell the rain and watch the lightning and not worry about it.
And not be an air terminal.
Yeah, not be a personal air terminal. And then it's like the surge protector. Yes, it's a cost. Yes, copper can be extremely expensive at times. So the cost does go up and down, up and down. But one and done. You never have to buy it again for that
home.
Now, let's go back to surge protection. My big beef with these strip surge protectors that you buy is they just can't react fast. They can't catch the electricity fast enough. It's going to let – it reads the surge by it passing the surge through.
Correct. There's usually a fuse or some type of cutoff device inside the surge protector itself that terminates the surge from going further.
And then those very seldom have a disabling device in them, so they could be completely shot. The surge protection component of those could be completely shot, and you not even know it.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, now it's just an extension cord.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So the whole house protection can grab that surge. It reacts and closes down much faster. So it's catching it ahead of the surge. So the surge never enters the house. And something, Don, you and I were talking about before the show, I never heard of the surge backlashing back out.
Yeah. If certain appliances, sometimes if an appliance was to go haywire on you, it could send a surge itself through the house also, instead of just lightning coming from outside. And what it does is it brings it back to the panel and it protects the rest of your equipment around the house outside of that one branch circuit.
And most people don't realize when we're talking surge protection, we're not talking about necessarily surge protection from a lightning strike. The generation of electricity generates surges. Your house is constantly being hit with surges. And if your neighborhood loses power because of a monsoon storm, the surge is going to be when they throw the switch back on.
Correct. There's a big surge on that also.
Yes, ma'am? You'd like me to stop because we have talked through the commercial already. I was just getting passionately involved in this topic.
I could tell.
Folks, it's Rosie on the House. I've blown through another commercial break, so we're going to take one right now real quick and get back for our closing segment. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss it. Right here, Rosie on the House.